Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Heather Bender, the executive director for Crooked Creek Christian Camp, about their upcoming event schedule. Okay, let's move on to some of the upcoming programs you have. You have lunch and lecture. That's going to be the senior day activity. And then It looks like you have the fall craft retreat. So we'll start off with lunch and lecture. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yep, so that's an annual program that we have typically in the fall. And it's, so we used to call it senior day, and it was geared more towards older adults. But really, it's for anyone who is interested in coming. So this year we have John Sharp going to be our speaker, and there's more information on our website, but he is a retired historian, storyteller, so he's just going to be spending the day, kind of telling his own stories and then giving a chance later in the day for the others to tell their stories as well. And there'll be a soup lunch along with it.
And so this speaker, John Sharp, talking a little bit about him, how did you end up picking him? Because it's always kind of interesting to me how these speakers get picked. So did you kind of like, I guess, go through the Rolodex of interesting storytellers?
So our former program director, she knows him personally and knows his story and thought that he would be a good fit for something like this and that the community here would find him interesting. So she actually reached out to him and it worked out for him to be here this fall.
Okay. And the next one we have is October 21st through the 23rd. It's the Fall Craft Retreat and it's, I believe, at the campsite. And is this going to be a way for people just to kind of connect with other people through like making arts and crafts?
Correct. Yep. It really is just a weekend of, crafting. I mean, just what it sounds like the guests or attendees bring any sort of like craft or project that they're working on. So that sometimes includes like quilting, sewing projects, and they bring all of their stuff. And it's just a weekend for them to get to work on their projects, but then also spend time with others here and kind of retreat and relax and enjoy being at camp for a weekend.
And is that a retreat, that fall craft retreat, is that aimed at kind of an older age group or can kind of anyone come?
All ages. Yep, anyone can come.
Okay, and see here is, it's a little bit later, but it is the online auction. I know that your camp depends a lot on support from outside donations and being able to get outside help. What are some of the things that are going to be available on this auction, if you know?
We actually don't know yet. We ask for items from our community, from our supporting Mennonite churches, anyone else that might hear from us. So we don't have specific items yet for this one, but in the past we've had different like handmade items, different like themed gift baskets. We've had meat bundles, different other like food items. So a good variety. We have gift certificates and stuff like that. A good variety, but we don't have specific items nailed down yet.
Okay, going on to talking about some specific items, you do have a Amazon wish list set up for people that maybe want to be able to help your camp. If people want to buy those, they can obviously go on Amazon, but for people that maybe want to kind of maybe cut out the middleman process a little bit, they just kind of want to run into a store and get whatever is on that list. Where would be a good place for them to either drop it off, or where do they need to set the address to?
Sure, they can drop it off here at the office, which our address is 2830 Coppock Road here in Washington.
And one of the things on that, on the list, is a golf cart. What exactly would the golf cart be used for at the camp?
So we use it during the summer months or warmer months for summer camp. Housekeeping staff uses it. It's just, we use it as another mode of transportation to get around camp quickly. So they get a lot of use during the summer.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Heather Bender, the executive director for Crooked Creek Christian Camp, and we were talking about their upcoming event schedule. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.